This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, God, I was hoping you didn't bring that back. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything, and obviously, check out our YouTube if you like videos of us idiots. Funny show with Rico. It's free. Subscribe. It helps Evan. Thank you. All right. This is exciting. And by exciting, I mean depressing. We are going to lay to rest Nona today. She's dead. She's in her finest dress. She's in a pine box. David has done the sermon, and now we got to lower her into the dirt. It's over. Her spirit has gone to the sky. It is the 5 stages of grief. We are laying to rest the lion season. Enough time has passed. You've had a chance to process. But it depends what stage of grief you are in. Rico Beard is our resident deacon. You have the 5 stages with what it means as a fan.
Yes.
And you have to choose no more than 2 of these.
Of where you are at, Lions fans.
As we lay to rest.
It's been a while. You've had a chance to let this all digest. So we want to know where you're at right now. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers because everyone grieves differently. So I'm going to start with the first stage of grief. It is denial. Denial for Lions fans means the Lions are still the best team in the NFL. Washington just got lucky and they did the league a service because the Lions were going to win the Super Bowl and they are still the best team overall.
What percentage of fans, see, I think Jim Costa's in that phase still. We got into it on the podcast a little bit today.
Yeah.
And he won't accept that losing both coordinators is going to hurt them at all.
Yeah.
He thought he was selling them short by having them as top 5 offense. I go, Jim, I'll tell you what, dry out. You're still on a bender. The alcohol hasn't processed through your system. Dry out.
Yeah.
Costa could be in that phase.
Denial.
Okay.
And guys, a lot of people are in denial right now. We're... It just hasn't hit you yet. And you're like, no. We're still the best team. You know, get those machines back on is how you feel. Stage 2. Anger. You're mad. You're angry. If you're a Lions fan, you believe it's all Ben Johnson's fault or it's all Aaron Glenn's fault. Why? Because they were interviewing during this playoff run. They weren't dedicated to the cause. They didn't show true grit. They were out doing other stuff and not game planning for the Commanders. And that's why you lost this thing. Anger.
I was there. Keep going. These are good. This is giving people guardrails.
Stage three, Lions fans, bargaining. Bargaining means if we would have just had all of our hurt players, we would have won. But because we had 22 people missing on our team, we didn't have it. If we would have just had those people back, we would have won this whole thing. So that's your way of coping with this. You're bargaining, Lions fans. You're looking at the injury saying, if it wasn't for that, we win. Fourth stage?
I think the third stage I was at the Monday we came on the air when Carlton Davis and Lee McNeil died. And I'm like, it's over. Yeah. If we had him, I'd be there. But I think I came to grips with that a month ago. All right, fourth stage.
Fourth stage, depression. For Lions fans, depression stage means we'll never win. We're cursed. All our coordinators left. We got nothing here. We wasted this opportunity. Something's wrong with this team. Bobby Lane or whatever you want to call it, three letters, we're cursed.
No. Don't say the three letters.
We are cursed.
Okay, I'm definitely not in that stage.
That's depression.
Okay.
Stage five, acceptance. So where Lions fans will sit back and say, this was a great run, but we came up short. There's still a lot of pieces in place, and we still could win this thing next year. We'll bring in new coordinators, yes, but we still have the head coach. We still have the general manager, and we can get this thing done. I'm not going to let this year cloud my future. The future is still bright. I accept that we lost, but our run is just getting started.
David, would you like to sing Ave Maria as we lower Nona into the ground? No? What stage of grief are you at? You've had time to process. 248-539-9797. For me, it started as anger because I knew they blew an unbelievable opportunity, but it's acceptance. You took the team light. You didn't play well. You turned it over a zillion times. It just is what it is. You just accept it. It sucks, but you accept it. And they have a shot to be good again next year. I don't think nearly as good. And here we are.
See, I don't think a lot of people are acceptance. I think a lot of people, if it were just... I think they're in the bargaining stage. I still believe that they think if we just had half of the missing players who were injured on our roster, we could have corralled Jaden Daniels. We could have beat the Commanders. We would have beat the Eagles. And right now, you would be playing Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs. I think a lot of Lions fans, that's me, they're in the bargaining stage still. If we just had those people, we would have won. 248-539-9797.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny, can we start with you as resident Lions super fan? You could pick up to two stages of grief.
So I've worked my way through them. I think right now I'm at the depression phase. Not because I think we're cursed or anything. I think that's that's not who I've never believed in the three-letter acronym that this team is associated with. But it's just after working your way through the bargaining phase, I'm not at acceptance yet because the season hasn't ended. The Super Bowl hasn't happened yet. I think once that does happen, I'll be somewhere in that. Maybe it'll take till the draft. I don't know. But I've definitely worked my way. The denial part happened quickly. The anger part happened for a very long period of time. Bargaining, I was probably there earlier in the week, and right now I'm just... After you work your way through the bargaining phase, you have nothing left but depression in you.
Depression meaning, you know what? You realize you blew an opportunity.
Yeah, you blew it.
Depression means you had the number one overall seed, and you're out.
You were in
all roads were supposed to run through Detroit, and it didn't.
You were in a position where you were in the last window of your two coordinators before they ended up leaving. And then it's another year down the can, and you're looking at next year going, we're going to regress, guys. This is not going to be as good as it was this year. We may get as far. We may get farther, but it's not going to be nearly as easy. You're not going to be putting 50 burgers on teams anymore.
Well, ask Costa. He thinks you're going to be better. Somehow getting rid of Ben Johnson, you'll be better. He's in the – is there a delusional phase of grief?
No, but it sounds like he's more – that's denial. He's between denial and anger.
Okay.
It's – he blames the coordinators for leaving, and you know what? We didn't need him anyway.
But see, as I said to him is, okay, so essentially you're saying that Ben Johnson was not special at all.
Yes.
Well, wrong. You don't get to do that because I heard how special he was, that you would get mad at me when I said he was leaving.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Not you. I'm saying, for me, it's acceptance. It started as anger, but it's acceptance. There is no bargaining. I went through bargaining phase when Aleem and Carlton Davis died and Hutch died like that. The bargaining is a.
And see, I do wonder, Mike, not to cut you off, but I wonder if like I look at Kenny as a hardcore Lions fan. I don't think you could hit acceptance yet. You will eventually. But as a hardcore Lions fan, I think it's too soon.
The one phase in here that I'm only going to be upset at people for one phase. And I think it's the third phase you named.
Bargaining?
Nah.
Depression?
The thing with Bobby Lane and curse
depression.
And SOL.
Yeah,
and all right. That phase?
Because you blew your opportunity and it means, what is wrong with this team?
Nothing. That phase, you're a loser.
But you're in depression.
Don't make me say, no, because I know what'll happen. I'm going to take it out of context. I'm saying in this case of fandom, you're a loser. I don't understand, and Rieger did this. And I love Jeff, but for Christ's sakes. The invoking SOL on what took place. No, that's a coping mechanism. When you go into that is coping phase. Bobby Lane, Lions are cursed, wah, we're never going to win a Super Bowl.
Yes. No, Mike, it's a coping mechanism, but you know what? To some, it helps them explain what just happened here.
What happened is
15-2
turnovers,
and now we're sitting on the sideline. Now your team's in Cancun.
It's turnovers. That's it. By the way, how many chains and things is Za'Darius Smith going to make that he hasn't earned? He made himself a chain with the captain C on it. You weren't selected a captain. Now he's got a Lions championship ring and didn't win a championship.
He's just trying to manifest these things into
existence. That sounds like retail therapy to me.
Okay, you know what? Where would that put him?
I don't want to know. 248-539-9797.
That's putting him in bargaining.
Okay.
If I'm captain, we'll win a title, and we'll be back next year.
What stage of grief have you arrived at? Enough time has passed. I'm at acceptance. Rico says not many of you can find your way there. Costa's still in denial. Kenny is a combo meal, not quite at acceptance yet.
Yeah, and guys, just know this, you know, we're not going to sit here and judge you.
We're at a funeral. You don't fight at a funeral.
Right. Everybody's going to grieve differently. Which stage are you in?
Your season's getting lowered into the ground. You don't get into a fight.
Yeah.
Maybe lay a Honolulu Blue Rose or a foam engine block upon it.
In 3 months, you could be at a different stage, but where are you at right now?
Wow, Grandpa moved on fast, huh? Nona's not even in the dirt, and Grandpa's busy over at the home working his hips.
Damn.
Wow. All right.
Ours.com or whatever that's
Jeez.
Called.
Jeez. What is it?
Our time. There you go.
Well, actually, you know, let me walk over to sales. You're in that age group. It might work.
Oh.
Okay. That's for all your Giant stuff. You're a problem.
I'm telling you, you need a quarterback.
I need a new team.
Okay, I like the Giants. Big G likes the Giants.
Good for him.
You.